Is Greg there?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. I just want to touch base with you on some offers we sent out to the business. Say it was about two and a half weeks ago. Looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with GE back in 2010.
Okay.
So basically we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance as well as working capital up to about 250K. So I just want to touch base with you, see what kind of plans or projects you had coming up where you might need some financing.
Okay, and is that based on like credit card sales or something?
No, this is, are you talking about like a capital?
Right, well, a lot of these finance companies will call me and, it's tied to your credit card sales. We do direct payments from insurance companies and such, so we don't do a whole lot of work for the public per se, and so we actually don't take credit cards, so so that kind of that's how a lot of those offers are tied to whatever your credit card sales on. That's how they pre-approve you.
Right, and no, basically how you're pre-approved with us is we saw that you did some financing with GE. And also, we checked out your DMB credit profile, and we like to work with companies with a strong borrowing history. And so we sent out some mail to you, and we wanted to reach out, see what you had planned. And basically, how our working capital program is, we have a bunch of different programs, but we basically are able to free up 10-15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So it frees up some equity in the company, and it's, unsecured, so however you see fit for the business.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right now we're not, but probably in maybe in around 6 months to a year, we'll probably be doing, making a new office and stuff. So,
cool.
It may be beneficial then, so.
Right. And why are you holding off from, bringing the new office? You're waiting to find a place still, or?
No, it's just a lot of things going on right now. It's just, not a good time to get started on another project.
Right. To kind of take them as they come.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and I mean, do you have an idea of how much, you'd be looking at over there or needing?
I'm thinking probably somewhere around 100,000.
Okay. Around 100K. All right, and you're just going to use that for the expansion, or are you using, do you need equipment to add on as well, or?
No, I think we're good on the equipment for the most part. It's mainly for the construction of, office, so we need kind of running out of office space, so we need,
right.
A bit more of that, so. But
okay.
I haven't gotten bids yet or anything. It's just something kind of in the early stages of it right now, so just kind of tossing it around.
Right, and that's great. So you guys are, expanding the office. Is this adding on, or are you moving your old office over to the new one?
Right, exactly. Yes, we're moving from the old. We have a detached office now that we've kind of outgrown, so we're going to build a new one in the warehouse area. So.
Okay, that's great. You guys got more room. Will you be able to, you think your sales will increase, from that expansion or that move, I guess?
Yeah, well, we just need to do something, so.
Right, like a little return. Okay, and you're looking at about 6 months. And what were sales like last year over there for you?
I think gross sales were around 500.
Around 500, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And you projected to go above that this year?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, great.
At least, I would say, yeah.
At least, okay. Well, no, that's great that you guys are doing that. And, based off that, we'd be able to get you around, be around 50, to 75,000. Could be more, could be less. That's just, like, the general range we give you. Basically, that's what we could free up, They take other things into consideration, like, credit. But also, the main thing is they're based on sales. So they look at your cash flow, to see how, how healthy the business is, so they don't give you anything that would be a burden, obviously. Everything's on on the business though, and it is tax deductible as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely something, especially at the end of the year. I know. Do you guys ever really add on equipment? Or I'm not really too sure what kind you use over there.
Yeah, we haven't bought equipment in some bit. You know, we're in the RV repair business, so, you know, it's not something that you need to go buy new equipment every year or anything, so.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. So you guys, I didn't know if, because a lot of people, the reason I asked is they just wait to the end of the year to add stuff on, you know, to take advantage of, you know, tax purposes. And so you are, you know, the 100% owner over there, or do you have?
Right. Yes, I am.
Okay. Perfect. And, yeah, so how would you rate your credit? Is it like good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Just a good night.
Well, you probably know more about it than me if you ran the D&B credit on it, so.
Yeah. Well, they, that's what I mean. We sent those offers on, but they actually look at your credit, you know. The reason why I ask is just because there's certain people you're not legally allowed to lend to if they have, like, $1 million tax liens, you know. Although we have gotten approvals, as long as there's, like, a payment in place, you know.
No, I don't have anything like that, no.
Okay. All right, so, you know, you think of doing this later down the year? You'd say about 6 months?
Right.
Okay. All right, well, what I can do for you, Greg, I can send you, you know, some info you have on file, and, you know, you could see exactly what we could do for you, and that way, you know, when it starts getting closer toward there, I'll circle back with you and get in touch and see if we can get something going for you.
Okay.
And, but who do you guys usually, do you use... or lean on for financing, generally?
What little we use, we have a local bank here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have, like, lines of credit with them, or?
Right.
Okay, and how big's your line over there?
You know, I'd have to go look and see.
Just like I was...
Yeah, I don't really remember right offhand. I don't use it a whole real often, so I just, you know, have it available, but...
Right. Is this more for emergencies?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, yeah, and that's great you have that, you know, as well, because, I mean, we have multiple programs, and we can, you know, stand in front of that. We can also stand behind that. So say you wanted to use the majority of the credit line, you know, for this move, but it's not enough. We could help you out, you know, and go above it or stand behind it as well.
Yeah.
So it's always an option. And, okay. And, yeah, so I will... you know, I'll circle back with you. But what's a good email for you? I can send you?
You can send it to autocraft1101@bellsouth.net.
autocraft1101@bellsouth.net?
Yep.
All right. All righty, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you about, you know, 15 minutes. And what would be a good time to, you know, check back in with you, Greg?
Oh, maybe, like I say, 6 months to a year. I don't plan on doing anything before that, so.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, yeah, I'll check back in with you, you know, next quarter to see how things are going, and I'll send that email over to you about 15 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Ray.